Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian attacks on his country's energy infrastructure will not break Ukraine's determination to resist. His comments in his nightly address to the nation came after a wave of Russian airstrikes this weekend, leaving around 1.5 million households without power. Here's Zelensky speaking through a BBC interpreter.
Russian propagandists are lying when they say that this terror against our infrastructure and people can somehow slow down the active actions of our military or cause any difficulty for our defense. Ukrainians are united, and they know for sure that Russia has no chance to win this war.
Zelensky said work is ongoing to restore electricity supplies as soon as possible, and he's urging Ukrainians to do everything possible to reduce consumption. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has officially secured a third term as head of the ruling Communist Party and thus head of the country. The party also unveiled the new lineup of its most elite decision-making body, now filled with men loyal to Xi. Here's NPR's Emily Fang reporting.
Xi and six other men strode out on stage Sunday morning in Beijing. Together, they make up the new Politburo Standing Committee, governing China for the next 5 years. By retiring former officials and packing the new committee with longtime allies, Xi has ensured he has a complete control over the party and thus the country. Xi also gave a muscular speech vowing to defend Chinese interests. He warned the country was embarking on, quote, a long journey as China faces increasing headwinds from the U.S. and its allies. China had realized, quote, the dream of national rejuvenation, Xi said, and he committed to keeping the party strong so it remained, quote, the backbone of Chinese society. Emily Fang, NPR News, Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
In Britain, potential candidates to replace Prime Minister Liz Truss are facing a deadline tomorrow. They need to secure enough nominations from Parliament members before the Monday deadline to enter the Conservative Party's leadership contest. Former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak is reported to be the top candidate, but allies of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson say he's also met the threshold to run. Former President Donald Trump has made his first public remark since being served with a subpoena by the House January 6 committee. Speaking at a rally in Robstown, Texas last night, Trump suggested he'd receive a subpoena for just flying over a state controlled by Democrats.
For six straight years, the witch hunts, hoaxes, abuses have been coming fast and furious. Mostly aimed at me. Isn't that nice? What a wonderful life.
The January 6th committee issued a subpoena last week to try to compel Trump's testimony under oath by November 14th, saying Trump needs to answer for the attack on the Capitol. And you're listening to NPR News. Authorities say the number of migrants stopped illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has hit a fiscal year record. Customs and Border Protection officials say the 12 months ending September 30th, migrants were stopped at the southern border nearly 2.4 million times, driven in part by a sharp increase in migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. As flu season starts, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urging people to get their flu shots and highlighting some significant racial disparities in who tends to get very sick from flu. NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Black adults in the U.S. are almost twice as likely to get hospitalized for flu compared with white adults. The rates are also higher for Hispanic, Native American, and Native Alaskan people. This is according to a CDC report, which also finds that these racial and ethnic groups tend to have lower flu vaccination rates. Carla Black with CDC says there's a variety of reasons that people don't get vaccinated.
Lack of access to culturally competent providers and negative experiences with the healthcare system are still barriers for many people from certain racial and ethnic minority groups.
People from marginalized groups might also lack access to health insurance, transportation, or time to get a shot. Ping Huang, NPR News.
In Major League Baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies could clinch the National League pennant today. The Phillies have a 3-1 lead after rallying to top the San Diego Padres last night 10-6. In the American League, the Houston Astros will also try to close out their series today. The Astros have won the first 3 games against the New York Yankees. This is NPR News.